Joining me now is Bruce Hoffman, who studies terrorism issues for the RAND Corporation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's get to the essential question here. In your view, do you believe the White House had enough information that it could have taken steps to prevent last year's attacks?
Well, I think in retrospect, it's clear that there were a number of compelling data points, but the problem is they appear remarkably clear right now. I think at the time, though, they were still disjointed and not specific or sufficient enough.
It certainly does seem that if similar information were available today, that it would probably catch people's attention.
Well, I think we're in a different environment since September 11th than we were before. For example, many people have argued in the past day or so that there were all these dots, but the dots weren't connected, which I think was true. And again, they weren't specific enough. None of them actually said that on September 11th, individuals would hijack planes and use them as missiles. They were all rather more vague than that. But I think there's been compensation for this inability to connect the dots since September 11th. For example, now on a daily basis, the Counterterror Center at the CIA produces what's called as a daily threat matrix that takes information from disparate federal sources and that seeks on a daily basis actually to link the dots and to fill in this matrix.
FBI officials, I guess, also are attempting to refocus their efforts and focus more on finding threats before they are fulfilled.
Yes, well, and I think threats are just taken much more seriously than they were at the time. I mean, don't forget, one of the main pieces of information that emerged yesterday is that the president had been advised of the possibility that al-Qaeda would hijack aircraft. The point is, this dated from information obtained in 1998, was one of many threats the U.S. government was contending with at the time. But again, the specificity of it, that something would happen in the United States, particularly on September 11th, is still missing.
Mr. Hoffman, even before the news of the last few days, these specific revelations about specific warnings and documents, there were some lawmakers who were calling September 11th an intelligence failure, the idea being, I suppose, that if the United States was not properly focused to find out that something like this was going to happen, that the United States government should have been. I'm wondering if you think it's fair to think of the attacks in that way.
Well, I'm not so sure it was as much a failure of intelligence because we had the information. I think the failure really was that we couldn't piece all the information together, and I'm not sure that, I mean, all this, again, it's like reading the last five pages of a John le Carré novel where you know who the traitor or the mole is, and then reading the rest of the book, and all the clears and, you know, crystal clear. But had you read the book from the beginning, they're certainly not clear.
Now, it's interesting. You mentioned a moment ago the threat matrix that the CIA uses, that intelligence officials are using privately to try to learn about about security problems and terrorism threats. At the same time, Homeland Security officials are communicating in a different way with the public. They have these color-coded threat levels, which I guess have been mocked by some late-night comedians. But do you think they're useful?
Well, this is exactly the problem. We seem to want it both ways. For example, in the past few weeks, warnings have been issued of the possibility that a number of banks and financial institutions across the northeast of the United States might be attacked. The government's been criticized for saying that no specific date has been attached to it, a specific city, much less a specific financial institution, hasn't been identified, and people have questioned how useful those warnings are. Well, this is the exact same type of intelligence that was available before September 11th.
I suppose if there had been some kind of public warning in August or early September, you could raise the question of whether people would really have paid attention, whether they would have listened at that time.
Well, this is precisely the difficulty. If we respond to every threat, we have to bear in mind we're talking about four or five specific data points right now, but on a daily basis, the intelligence community and our law enforcement authorities receive threats of varying credibility that number in the hundreds, if not thousands. And they have to assess which are more genuine, which are more robust, which are more credible than the other ones. But the point is, you could close down society basically on any given day based on this variety of threats that is constantly received. And that does the terrorist work just as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hoffman. Bruce Hoffman studies terrorism issues for the RAND Corporation.